You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey, this is Scott Galloway, author, professor, entrepreneur, and most importantly, host of the Prop G podcast. We got a special series running on right now called The Future of Work, where I answer all your questions on, surprise, the future of work. Questions including, what are we missing when we work remotely? Or how do we handle work-life balance when a major opportunity comes knocking? From the provocative to the technical, we're offering insights you won't want to miss. So tune in to The Future of Work, a Prop G Pod special sponsored by Canva. You can find it on the Prop G Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
Happy to be joined by the former UFC interim lightweight champion, Dustin Poirier. A lot going on for the Diamond as a record. He's out at the annual Mr. Olympia event, teaming up with the fine folks at Celsius, who has a new essentials line coming out. We'll probably learn more about that in a little bit, but let us say hello to Dustin Poirier. Dustin, how are you, sir?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. A lot to discuss.
I'm staying busy over here.
Yes, it is actually a few days after Halloween, and I'm a dad myself. I was dressed like a pizza for Halloween, but the Poiriers just crushed the hex in the Halloween costume department. The Adams family, well done, my man. You guys are on fire.
Hey, thank you, man. I would love to take credit for that, but as always, it's my wife. She planned, she ordered everything, planned it, and I just did what she said.
Smart man. Smart man.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I know what that's like. So as I mentioned earlier, you have a partnership with Celsius. It's created some good and really interesting opportunities. Now attending Mr. Olympia this week. And I've been told that when you go out there for the first time, you sort of think it's just this one day event. It's a bodybuilding competition. And then you watch it and then you go home. But this is actually like a full week thing, almost like the bodybuilding world's version of International Fight Week to some extent. Like, what has the experience been like out there this week for you?
You know, I got in last night. So far, it's been pretty cool. You know, at this hotel I'm at, it's a resort here in Orlando, like close to SeaWorld and stuff like that. So it's really busy, but I'm seeing fit people walking around everywhere. I did a workout this morning at the gym and there was the female bodybuilders in there, you know, and I know what bodybuilding is, but I don't get to interact with bodybuilders that often. So to see the size of some of these women and to see the size of some of these men is pretty impressive, man.
What are you looking forward to doing out in Orlando during this weekend's event?
Hanging out with the Celsius team, promoting the new essentials line. I used one this morning as a pre-workout before I got a lift in, and shaking hands, meeting people. That's about it, man. I'm just excited to be here.
Well, we'll get back to the essentials line in a moment, but as far as Dustin Poirier, the fighter, goes, we last saw you compete in July, UFC 291 against Justin Gaethje. Didn't go your way. You spoke to my colleague, Ariel Helwani, shortly after the fight. You were very open and honest about how you felt about things, but what has life been like for Dustin Poirier, the fighter, since that night in Salt Lake City?
For the fighter, you know, I've been busy. I have buddies who fought in Ireland under the Bellator banner, and I have guys back home who are always training in Louisiana. So I'm always in the fight scene. You know, I'm always training. I'm always around fighting. But as for me, I've kind of taken a step back and just seeing what opens up, seeing what makes sense when the UFC calls me. You know, that's about it, man. Just staying in shape, staying low in weight, and trying to remain a student like I've always have.
You mentioned waiting for the opportunity to arise when that phone rings, and there was a bit of drama in your division a few weeks back because Islam Makhachev, as you know, is supposed to fight Charles Oliveira in the rematch at UFC 294. Oliveira gets the cut, scratch from the fight. We find out Alexander Volkanovski stepping in on 12 days' notice. And you tweeted, I believe the day after that announcement was made, that you were called about it and you said yes. And on top of that, Hunter Campbell told Mark Raimondi of ESPN that not only did you say yes, that you were essentially bugging him, wanting to know whether or not you got it. So is that accurate from your perspective? Like, what was that time frame like for you when you got the call to when you found out Volkanovski got the fight?
Yeah, that's exactly accurate. I think it was 12 days, 11 days before the event. The thing is, dude, I just landed. So I have a condo in South Florida. And the day they called me, I had just landed maybe 2.5 hours in Florida before the call to check on my condo. And I stayed there for like maybe 5 days to get some training in with the team there because I haven't seen them in a while. But so I get back to my condo. I'm unpacking my bags and my phone rings. I see it's Hunter. And, you know, I'm all jacked up on Celsius, dude. I answer the phone. Let's go. I said, what a perfect timing. This is how life works. You know, I just landed in Florida. My whole team is here. My coaches are in town. This happened for a reason. He asked me my weight, and I can make the weight in 11 days, no problem. And I thought that was it. That's why the next day, he told me give him 1 day. So the next day, I didn't hear back. I'm like, hey, bro. I said, yes, let's go. You know, I got my team here. Let's book these flights. I need to get out there ASAP. And he kept quiet for a while. And then all the news started breaking, you know, but he did tell me, he didn't tell me, hey, you're the guy. He asked me if I would do it. I said, yes. He told me to give him 1 day. And I guess he was waiting on Alexander to commit.
So you feel like if Volkanovski was like, nah, can't do it, you would have been the guy?
I'm not sure. I mean, they called me for a reason. It seems like that, you know, but I don't know.
We saw what happened in that fight. Makhachev knocks Volkanovski out in the first round, beautiful head kick, and just swarmed on him. As someone who did get the call and you really wanted the chance to fight Makhachev, you feel like everything lined up in a weird way, like it was meant to be, even on 12 days notice. How did you react to the way that fight ended?
You know, I thought it was going to be a lot more competitive fight. It sucks, you know, because I've been in that position. It sucks to see a guy go out there, but also, he wasn't fully prepared. You know, he was taking a chance to be great, and those things happen, and they can happen when you're fully prepared. You know, it's happened to me, but to see a guy go out there in front of the world and not get to actually compete and get into the actual fight, you know, that sucks. But that can happen to anyone, and that's fighting. And that's why we love it, man. You know,
so much going on in your division right now, as always, with Oliveira and Gaethje sort of in the running for title shots. And then there's Chandler and Connor, maybe or maybe not. That fight happens depending on what day it is. We found out Beneil Dariush and Armin Sarukian are headlining December 2nd. Dan Hooker, Bobby Green, 5-rounder on that same card. There's guys like Matush Gamrot. Where do you believe you fit in this crazy lightweight puzzle heading into 2024 right now?
I think I fit where I have for the last decade. You know, I think I've been a top 10, top 5 fighter, and my track record proves that for the last 10 years plus. You know, I came into the UFC, my debut was against the number one contender at the time. You know, so I'm never far away from the biggest fights possible. And I train every day like it, and I go about my life like it, and that's just what it is.
When would you like to return? Perfect world, UFC calls you and says, Dustin, when do you want to fight? We'll make it happen. Is there a time frame, an opponent that stands out? Like, what are you thinking right now, November 2023?
Right now, my current mindset, I'd fight in 6 weeks. I'd fight in 8 weeks if the fight made sense and I was excited about it. But other than that, I think, you know, a chance to fight on UFC 300 is a big deal. I've been in the UFC since UFC 125, and I missed 200. You know, I know I'm not going to be around for 400, so it's kind of a cool opportunity if it comes together. But I honestly have no clue of my return date or time frame. But that UFC 300 kind of is enticing.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about what Francis Ngannou did this past Saturday as we record. I know you enjoy boxing and the sweet science, but Francis comes through in a big way, arguably beat Tyson Fury in a freaking boxing match. He knocks him down. What did you make of Francis's performance and sending this crazy ripple effect throughout the combat sports world?
It's awesome to see because, you know, Tyson Fury is arguably one of the best heavyweights to ever walk the earth. And to see a mixed martial artist who had short time in his mixed martial arts career, it's not like he's been doing it since he was 16 or 15 or 14, like these kids are now. He started later in life And to see him go in there and not only compete, but arguably win the fight is incredible. I mean, that's a win for mixed martial arts. It shows that we are well-versed in all aspects of combat, and we know that. It was a win.
Did you think he won, though? Like, when you scored it in your mind, did you think he won?
So I didn't get to watch it live, and I still haven't got to watch it and score it round by round. I was keeping up with the updates, but I was actually walking with my daughter in a neighborhood trick-or-treating. They did it the weekend before Halloween, so it wouldn't be on a school night. So I was kind of caught up, you know, living dad life.
Yeah, I know what that's all about. Couple more things. What can you tell us about this Celsius Essentials line? Seems like a good thing. Seems like you took a pre-workout, in a sense, before you worked out today. Seems like it's working for you. That's going to be dropping soon. What can you tell us? Do you have a little preview? What can you share about it?
First of all, with Celsius, if you're a fan of Celsius, you know the flavors are great. But it has a little bit more caffeine than their normal Celsius energy drink. It's a little bit bigger. They have amino acids. It's a great pre-workout, you know. And I use pre-workouts, so now I have Celsius to fall back on. The thing is with Celsius, like I'd use Celsius in the morning or I use Celsius before jiu-jitsu practice and things like that. But when I lift weights or do strength and conditioning where I'm sprinting and stuff, I always use some kind of pre-workout. I needed a little more kick. And this here has 270 milligrams of caffeine, like I said, amino acids. So this is my new pre-workout now.
And how long have you and Celsius had this partnership together? And what has it been like?
We've probably been working together for 3 years, around 3 years. It's been great. You know, the good thing for me, I train in Coconut Creek, and their home office is located in Boca Raton, which is 15-20 minute drive from my home gym at American Top Team. So I have a great relationship with those guys and girls. And when I'm in camp, I can go to the office and see everybody, shake hands and find out what's coming up. You know, honestly, it's been one of the best partnerships I've had.
Last thing, Dustin, I truly appreciate the time. A year from now, November 2024, if we're having this conversation again about your fighting career, what do you think we're talking about? What goals, what benchmarks do you believe you'll have checked off this time next year?
You know, I'm not a guy who tries to call the future, but when I do get back in there, it's going to be another crazy fight. Something crazy is going to happen. And I just want to keep stacking up these wins. Keep stacking up these longevity records. I've been in the UFC a long time now. And that's it, man. Continue the growth, remain a student, and we'll see what the future holds.
Thank you, Dustin. Big thanks to Celsius as well for setting this all up. Enjoy the rest of your time in Orlando at Mr. Olympia, and looking forward to seeing what is next for you inside the octagon, possibly at UFC 300. I think that would be awesome. Thank you very much, man.
Thank you.
Listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its billion-dollar real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/Fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
Support for this podcast came from SAS. Data is everything. And now everything is data. Which means more to process, more to analyze. And now more than ever, speed to answers matters. So how do you produce those answers as fast as the world produces data? With SAS Viya, the quickest way from a billion points of data to a point of view. It's a more productive data and AI platform that helps you get more done. Learn more today at sas.com/VIYA.